Wipers squeaked against the windshield, smearing raindrops across the glass. The rhythmic sound filled the car as Anaya Jones idled in the driveway. Her hands trembled like her great-grandfather's. Even though he died when she was in first grade, she would always remember the exaggerated way they shook at the dinner table whenever he used silverware. She turned the key, and the wipers stopped at a 30-degree angle. All that could be heard was the pitter-patter of rain as she sat behind the steering wheel. A satchel lay open on the passenger seat, the new one her mother gave her before her first day of student teaching. The flap was open, revealing a corner of the science curriculum manual stuffed inside, and a sparkly picture a student had given her from art class. Silver glitter would probably speckle the bottom of her satchel in the weeks to come. It wouldn't go away. And neither would this. The shaking in her hands moved into her arms. Anaya picked up the satchel, removed the half-empty cup of cold gas station coffee from the cup holder, and stepped out into the cool rain. The screen door squealed on its hinges as she pulled it open. It took a good 3 tries before she could manage the lock. Inside, the house was quiet. It still smelled like last night's dinner. Auntie Trill slept on the sagging couch, 4-year-old Abeo wedged between her and the backrest, tracking Anaya's movements with wide-awake eyes. Her uncoordinated attempts with the house key must have woken him. She placed her finger to her lips and tiptoed past him into her room, where she set the coffee and the satchel on her desk and pulled a men's sweatshirt over her head. She sat on the edge of the bed, her body like wet cement as she pressed the sleeve to her nose and inhaled an achingly familiar scent, one that would forever be associated with regret. What happened, Anaya? Her heart thudded in response to the question. It beat into the darkness like a jungle drum. The front door opened.
Our kids deserve to go to a school that's not failing, Mama's voice carried into her bedroom. And if they think they can turn us away without a fight, then they don't know what a mother gonna do for her child.
Anaya peeked through the crack of her bedroom door. Mama had come home talking on the phone, her voice loud in the early morning silence.
We ain't responsible for no tuition.
With a moan, Auntie Trill raised up a listless arm and batted the air. Mama pulled a face, one that clearly said,
This ain't your home.
It wasn't either. Auntie Trill's apartment was being fumigated, so she and her youngest were staying for a couple of days.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They gotta follow the law.
Abeo had popped his head up now. Anaya could see it from her spot in the doorway. Mama rubbed the top of his head, gave some mm-hmms and some uh-huhs to whoever she was talking to, then said goodbye. Auntie Trill sat up next to her son, her face lined with sleep, her head wrapped in a silk scarf.
You're fighting awful hard to send your boy to a school filled with a bunch of rich white kids.
I don't care if they're pink with purple polka dots and richer than Oprah Winfrey. I'm not going to stand by and watch my son fall through the cracks.
Mama handed a white paper bag to Abeo. By the look on his face, you'd think it was Granny's homemade cinnamon rolls instead of stale pastries from a hospital cafeteria.
Darius needs to be challenged, and he needs to get away from them boys.
And away from his daddy's school?
It's not his school anymore, Trill.
Grief came like a wave, sudden, engulfing.
Anaya!
She stepped back from the door, into the darkness of her room, just as Mama came inside. Her attention moved to the bed, which wasn't rumpled with sleep, but neatly made.
Are you sick?
Headache. Mama's expression softened with knowing.
Only she didn't really know.